This is Mark Strassman, a reporter with Utopia Media Political News Network and Utopia Media Medical News Network, and we're about to speak to Dr. Kurt Wiegand, who's the Associate Director of Procter & Gamble's Health Sciences Institute in Cincinnati. Welcome to Utopia Media Medical News Network.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about the relationship between drugs that suppress the secretion of gastric acid and infectious diseases. There's been some controversy and news about this lately. What is first? What's Procter & Gamble's relationship to those drugs that do suppress acid secretions?
Procter & Gamble markets and distributes a over-the-counter version of Prilosec. It's called Prilosec OTC.
Right.
It's a very popular drug right now for treating frequent heartburn. There's over 50 million Americans that suffer from frequent heartburn, and Prilosec OTC is the first and only proton pump inhibitor drug available over-the-counter for the treatment of frequent heartburn.
What's its relation chemically and commercially to Prilosec without the OTC after it?
They both of the drugs have the same active ingredient, omeprazole. We have 20 milligrams of omeprazole magnesium in Prilosec OTC. And this is a drug that was taken over the counter approximately a year ago in September,
right,
in the United States, and done so because of a long track record of safety and efficacy. This drug was prescription around the world for almost 13 or 14 years, and with a long history and track record of safety like that, that's when the FDA then allows those sorts of drugs to become approved for use over the counter.
Was its discoverer, patent owner, and manufacturer before that AstraZeneca?
AstraZeneca is our partner, and they are the manufacturer of Prilosec.
And they still make Prilosec under prescription?
That is correct.
And how does that differ from the OTC version?
The prescription product is a capsule.
Right.
And the over-the-counter product is a tablet,
a salmon-colored
tablet that is a 20 milligram dose of omeprazole.
And the prescription dosages can vary?
The prescription doses can vary, yes. But the 20 milligram dose is the most commonly used prescription dose for omeprazole.
Now, does AstraZeneca also make Nexium?
Yes, they do.
So the three most, they make all three of the most popular. Would I be right in saying that the three most popular are of this class of drugs are Prilosec by prescription, Prilosec OTC, and Nexium?
Well, I don't think that you can compare the over-the-counter product to the prescription drugs. The prescription drugs, and you would have to talk with the people at AstraZeneca about how their drug compares with their other competitors for prescription.
Okay.
Prilosec OTC is the only proton pump inhibitor that's available over-the-counter in the United States.
Okay, but I'm just trying to determine whether AstraZeneca is the sole manufacturer of proton pump inhibitors, both OTC and by prescription.
No, there's other companies that make proton pump inhibitors for prescription purposes.
Okay, but all three of those that I mentioned, Prilosec, Prilosec OTC, and Nexium, are all made by AstraZeneca, right?
That is correct.
Okay, and what's the worldwide penetration of Procter & Gamble's product, Prilosec OTC, in the market that you just described as rather large?
Well, Prilosec OTC is marketed and distributed in the United States only.
Okay. And do you know what kind of share it has of that market?
We have a leading market share in the stomach remedy category.
Okay. All right. Now, and you said it became OTC because of a long 13-year record of safety and efficacy in prescription form. When was the first mention? Were there mentions before this study that just came out in the Journal of the American Medical Association linking use of these proton pump inhibitors and a heightened risk of pneumonia?
Well, let's be real clear, though.
Okay.
The Leahy study in the Journal of the American Medical Association does not focus solely on proton pump inhibitors. They focus on a broad class of drugs which include proton pump inhibitors and histamine 2 receptor antagonists.
Right.
All of them, which they call acid suppression drugs.
Right.
So really the findings of the study are noteworthy, but it's really not news. I mean, the reality is a hypothesized association of acid suppression drugs and pneumonia has been hypothesized for years.
I think
the important point that was made in the accompanying editorial in JAMA by Dr. James Greger was that it's still very difficult to tell if this hypothetical association is caused by acid reflux or by the taking an acid suppressing medication. I mean, Greger also points out that the risk of developing pneumonia from this study is relatively small and often and usually amenable to therapy. It's a chicken and the egg phenomenon sort of thing.
So you're saying that, well, I'm looking at the results of the study here in the mm-hmm. in the original JAMA article, and it says that the adjusted relative risk for pneumonia among persons, and the persons here are among 364,683 people who developed 5,551 first occurrences of pneumonia during follow-up. It says that the adjusted relative risk for the people currently using PPIs, proton pump inhibitors, compared with those who stopped using PPIs was 1.89. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that people who are on PPIs have a, let's say, almost twice the risk of acquiring pneumonia?
If you look at the Greger editorial, he puts that in the perspective that it's a relatively small risk. I mean, this is the same risk, as he points out, that one would potentially get from taking over-the-counter analgesics and getting some GI complications. So, I mean, it's a relatively small risk, and I don't think that the study really definitively shows that association.
Okay.
So, I mean, the thing you have to remember here is that the people that are involved in this study were relatively sick and diseased people and predisposed to the development of pneumonia. So, I mean, this from a standpoint of how this study is applicable, at least from our perspective and how it relates to Prilosec OTC, it's not very applicable because the population is really not representative of a typical frequent heartburn sufferer that takes over-the-counter medications to control their heartburn.
So
the patients in this study were significantly more likely to have diabetes, heart failure, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, lung cancer, that put them at a higher risk for mortality from pneumonia versus the development of some sort of aspiration pneumonia.
Didn't they control for all of those factors in the study?
Very, very difficult to control in a retrospective epidemiologic study.
So you're saying basically that most of the people who take Prilosec OTC now, being on the average much healthier than the people who are in this study, are not as susceptible to this effect as the people in the study.
Exactly right.
Okay.
It's important to remember that both proton pump inhibitors and H2 receptor antagonists have a long proven record of safety and efficacy. If you have any questions about them, you're still concerned, you should talk to your doctor about it.
Yeah, right. Just for the record, the H2 receptors, the histamine 2 receptor antagonists, who work by a different method of suppressing the acid, had a 1.63 mm-hmm. fold increase compared to the 1.89.
Meaning even smaller.
It was smaller, but as compared to the H2 receptor approach, the PPIs had a slightly higher increased risk.
But it's all relatively small.
Right. Okay.
Not really significant.
All right. So that's for the statistics and in this study. Let me just ask you to address the sort of intuitive level of this question, namely that a lot of bacteria, viruses, and so on that people may be exposed to find their way to their stomach, and once they're there, if there's less acid to destroy them, the likelihood of their going deeper into the person's body is greater. Is that a plausible and reasonable argument, which is the underlying hypothesis behind whether it's 1.89 or 1.63 or whether healthy people get it less? Doesn't it stand to reason that if you've got less gastric acid, you're going to be less able to defend yourself against a wide variety of microbes that find their way into your stomach?
I think it's nothing merely than a hypothetical mechanism, because really with the safety of for what I know of proton pump inhibitors that have been on the market in prescription form for almost 13, 14 years, and the remarkable safety profile that these drugs have,
right.
It just doesn't play out to be a hypothetical mechanism that has any real significant outcome.
Okay, let me just address that one more time. I'm willing to grant that the safety record is completely valid, and that the proton pump inhibitors are very safe to take, and they don't, they themselves do not cause any ancillary damage to the humans. But what they do is suppress the secretion of gastric acid. That's what they're designed to do, and that's what they effectively do, as do the H2 receptor antagonists. Once that happens, they can be perfectly safe, but they can lower a person's defenses against invading microbes.
Mark, that's a hypothetical mechanism.
Right.
And, they don't completely shut off acid production altogether.
Right.
There is a minimal level of acid production that occurs that helps digest. I mean, people that take proton pump inhibitors don't have trouble digesting food,
right,
which acid is used for. So
right,
there is some residual level of acid production that goes on. It's just not the excess quantities of acid that you see in people with heartburn problems.
So you're saying, essentially, that these gastric acid antagonists reduce the acid level to a, quote, normal level, at which point they're able to, they don't have the symptoms, they're able to digest their food, and I'm asking you if you're saying they're equally well able to defend against microbes that might get into the stomach and could be destroyed by acid.
I have not seen definitive data that would suggest that there's a risk, and the safety profile of Prilosec OTC and prescription Prilosec would have shown no problems with any sort of gastrointestinal problems associated with microbial overgrowth.
Okay, let me ask whether Procter & Gamble or anyone else you know of is planning on doing either a retrospective or a prospective study of the interaction between these PPIs and infectious disease.
I'm not aware of
among your
health,
among your healthy customers.
I'm not aware of that sort of research that is going on at this particular point in time.
Okay, or any research about what we were just talking about a minute ago, about whether or not the reduced levels of acid that are generated by these drugs put people at greater risk for infection.
I think that I'm not aware of that sort of research that's going on.
So as far as you know, there's not any laboratory research or epidemiological research to look further into this.
Well, there's this sort of epidemiological research that was published, but I'm not aware of other studies that are going on.
Okay. So overall, is Procter & Gamble worried, saying anything, confident, or what's generally Procter & Gamble's position on this this stated relationship in this study between your Prilosec OTC product and increased risk of infection?
Well, I mean, like I said, the findings of the Leahy study are really not news. This has been a hypothetical association that's been out there for years. This data is data that is, I think, weak at best. But, and as Gregor points out, it's really still difficult to tell if this hypothetical association is caused by reflux or caused by acid suppression medication. So, I mean, as far as the scientists look at this study, this is a retrospective epidemiologic study, and if someone wanted to study it further, they'd have to do really rigorous control studies in a prospective manner to show any definitive association, which I don't think has been proven yet.
And as far as you know, Procter & Gamble or nowhere else, no other company or organization is doing those prospective studies now.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. When Vioxx was being tested and found in a study that it elevated the risk of cardiac events by 3 times, they took it off the market. Is anything is this in any way comparable to that for Procter & Gamble and Prilosec OTC? Or do you have any plans to take it off the market or to modify it in any way?
We have no plans to alter what we're doing with Prilosec OTC at the moment. Like I said, Mark, the results of this study are weak at best. And as Gregor points out in the accompanying editorial, it's still very difficult to tell if there's any association between acid reflux, whether this association, hypothetical association, is caused by acid reflux or caused by an acid suppression medication.
Okay. I want to thank you very much for talking to us and explaining Procter & Gamble's position. And don't hang up. I want to see if we can get your picture to put up on the page. I'm going to thank you very much then for talking to us.
Mm-hmm.